All right, so guys, let me tell you what happened here, okay? This guy got cheated on, okay? This guy got cheated on, okay? So he got cheated on, and he called. She tried to text him back. He said he just wanted to have sex with her, okay? He said he wanted to have sex with her. So then she got shocked, but he got scared. And this is why he should go. I hope he calls back because I'm going to fix it. I got him. If you call back, big guy, I got you. Call me back because we're going to solve this. I got you. You got to finish up this Tate stuff. Tyler, I got you as well. Tyler, you fucking dick. Tyler, you're such an asshole, Tyler. All right, I can show them this because it's not nudity. I'll show them this. And this is the same woman, Tyler? Tyler's the same woman? All right, I'll show you her and I will show you. Hold on, guys. And this is her message. All right? All right, guys. All right, I got something for my chat room aficionados. We'll wait. If he calls back, I got him. But real quick, guys, before we get back into the Tate thing, I got to take care of my clients and shit that need help and everything with this motherfucking game. So, guys, I'm going to show you this. This is from one of my clients here. Let me get to the audio. Then I'll show you the video. Then we'll look at the text message. Then I'll help him out. All right? I'll help him out. So, first, let's listen to his audio that he's got right now. And this is what he's got. He's got two audios. I'm going to play this one. This is what he has so far. All right, as I told you guys, I don't understand that as a man, women love men that take charge. And she gave him a small little reward, something to think about before she sent him the thing. So this is the message she gave him first. I was allowed to show it because it's not much nudity, just a cheek. But then there was a message she sent as well that said, hi, what a special evening in a dozen ways. I thought just now about how fucking hot it is that you tell me I'm a good girl as my lips wrap around. Jesus Christ, Tyler. I love looking. I can't say that. You know, the cuckoo. I love looking you in the eye as I do it. Have a great Sunday. So, gentlemen, as I say to you guys, this is what happens when you have game. You don't have to worry about women because women are just throwing themselves at you and showing you that. And Tyler, I'm going to give you something to give her. Tyler, I got something to you to give her, okay? Let's get to the second message before we get back to the other clip. This is another clip she said, quick clip. This is what she's saying. Oh, shit. Wait, Mike, you got it. Mike, I'm going to tell him to cut the fade. Hold on, give me a second. Hold on. All right, Tyler. So what I want you to do, Tyler, you listening to me? Go ahead and ask her how naughty do you want to be in a message. Ask her how naughty does she want to be and how bad does she want to play. Now, Tyler, if you haven't done the shower thing with her, this is one you can do the shower thing with, but let's take it bit by bit as I do the show. But go ahead and hit her with that. Ask her how naughty she wants to be and ask her, does she want to play? And I'll give you a little bit of flavor to lay on her ass. But guys, I'm keep trying to show you, these are man problems. These are man problems. What you're hearing right there, that's a man problem. Just want to let y'all guys know that's a man problem. Yeah, you can forward the leather messages to me, but I got you. Just let me know, but I continue with the show. But If you, what I want you to do is send her a message and ask her how dirty does she want to be, how nasty or naughty she want to be. And then ask her, does she want to play? Now, Tyler, also, have you used the shower thing on her yet? Because if you haven't used the shower thing, I'll move it from that point. But I just want to show y'all what problems are when you're a man. These are man problems. So, oh, hold on. Here's my boy. Hold on. Yo, Jay.
Yo, man.
All right, relax. All right, listen, let me help you before we get on. You know why you got nervous?
Why?
Because you felt challenged and you didn't know what to do when she challenged you. Now, this is what we're going to do.
Okay,
this is what we're going to do. We're going to call her back one last time, okay? All right?
I think she dropped the call. She, like, texted me some bullshit.
What did she say?
She all pressed and shit. So she said, there's something deeply wrong with you.
Yep, and say, you know what's deeply wrong with me? I wasn't the one that was sucking another dick. I wasn't the one fucking somebody else. So you want to talk, hey, say, do you want to talk about deeply wrong? Let's talk about the one who was fucking somebody while we were in a relationship. How about that? Guys, there's nothing wrong with saying this. I don't know why y'all, don't be shocked at what I'm saying, because this is how men handle shit. This is why I was telling you, Tate ain't handling shit. So you send that to her, and you mute yourself, and if she says something back to you, you let me know, and I'll tell you what the fuck to say, okay? So go ahead and mute yourself and send that shit to her. Say there's something deeply off about someone fucking somebody while she's in a relationship with me. So you send that shit to her. Don't be ashamed of that shit. All right, guys, let me get back to Tate. Tyler, I got you. Guys, y'all are new to this. This is how men do shit. But let me get back to Tate and shit. Let me get back to Tate and get back to this conversation they had. I'm sorry, guys. I got to help my dudes out that's getting pussy. I got to help out my guys that's doing shit. Now, Tyler sent this message right here. Tyler, is this the one that has the blue thing you're talking about, Tyler? Let me know. All right, here we go. Let's get back to Tate real quick. I agree. Okay, now wait. Okay. I like what Tate is saying. I'm going to give him a B for this one. But he's allowing him to control the conversation. He just explained what he knows. See, what a lot of people don't understand is just because someone is clinically diagnosed with something outside. Now, remember, we're not talking about cancer. We're not talking about something wrong with you. The guy's trying to diagnose his mind, saying he's depressed, but some of the depression young men have is the depression that they're being emotional while fighting, trying to be masculine. It's you got to choose one side. You see what I'm saying? No, stop. See, come on, man. I don't understand why you weak motherfuckers say this stupid shit. Casey, listen. I need y'all to understand that, okay? I need y'all to understand something. Okay, listen to me. And this is where a lot of y'all guys go wrong with women. All y'all do is just talk about shit, but you ain't being about shit. And what he's doing is what women do to you guys. And that's why y'all feeling all fucking mad. Y'all don't even understand what's going on right now. He's being a disrespectful prick because your fucking hero is allowing him to be disrespectful. What the fuck? Please explain to me, how is Pierce being disrespectful when this motherfucker right across from him is sitting there letting him be disrespectful? And see, this is the problem with y'all guys that go to the red pill. Y'all always want to cry about women, but you never want to check the behavior. You always want to complain that women are doing everything to you, but you never want to check the behavior. He wouldn't be doing this if the man checks his behavior. Or do you surface dwelling male guys, you modern male disease guys don't get? Why are y'all in your fucking feelings? I keep telling you, when two people stand beside each other, one is going to be the man and the other one is going to be the bitch. Do you see what I'm saying? Lord, themanmindset@gmail.com, buddy. Themanmindset@gmail.com. What I'm saying to you guys out here, listen to me. This is a great lesson that nobody's even saying. If women act this way to you, you just don't go and say, oh, she's treating me bad. Oh, she's being disrespectful. Oh, she's yelling at me. Why don't you check the fucking behavior? What is he training you fucking followers to do? To allow people to talk down to you, to allow women to disrespect you, to allow women to walk all over you, and all you want to do is pout about what she does. This is bad for him. Because if he's a leader of these guys that follow him, this is bad. You've got to show anybody that follows you that this is how a man behaves when a woman, a man, Bigfoot, elf, smurf, or unicorn talk to him. You don't sit here and let someone talk over you, talk down to you, and talk crazy to you. Look, I know y'all say, oh, excuse me. I know some of y'all guys are, oh, wait, God damn it, get this thing. Oh, shit, this. I don't know why this thing is, hold on, let me see. Get over here. Jesus Christ. All right, follow me. There we go, girl. Follow me. There we go. And follow me. All right. Let me slow you down a little bit. I'm sorry, guys. I don't understand how you guys say this dude got some black in him. You sure he black? Are you guys sure this mother got black in him? Are you guys sure he black? Y'all saying he half black? Where the fuck is the black side of him checking his bad behavior? Come on, where's that? Where's the street side of him? The king side of him? Yeah, I know he mixed, but he got some black in him. Why the fuck is... Guys, do you see? You remember on Django Unchained? When Django was talking shit to Steven and fucking Sam Jackson cares like, Dow, you gonna let him talk to you that way? Are you serious? Okay? Jesus Christ, man. My God. Oh. What I'm saying is this. Listen, guys. Listen to what I'm saying. Okay. Well, excuse me. Okay. Why don't you find the Italian in you, the triad in you? Why don't you find the fucking Scottish gangster in you? Is that better? Is that better? Does that make you happy? Hey, why don't you find the Filipino gangster in you then? Would you like me to say that? Why don't you find the Saudi Arabia or the Russian gangster in you? Is that better for you, Daniel? Is that better? Jesus Christ, y'all motherfuckers here. Shit. Fuck. Wait, he said, Steve, at times you will have to allow a talk down, don't you think? But brother, I told you, if you're at a job, your boss should talk down to you or yell at you. That's fine. But this is not a work environment, my friend. This is not a work environment. This is a gentleman interviewing him and checking him at every turn. And all he's doing is allowing that. I'm not saying at work. Don't yell at your job, at your bosses. I've always told you that. I've always told you that. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that it doesn't matter what color he is. I'm talking about the man inside. I'm just joking with the color thing, but come on, man. Do y'all see? And I'm using Pierce to be the woman that y'all are dealing with. Because when a woman talks down to you guys, all y'all want to do is allow the disrespect and behavior. And that's why y'all have bad relationships, okay? All right? So let's go. I'm going to keep playing this. But God damn, dog. You don't let somebody talk to you like this. Okay, wait, stop. Wait a second. Wait. WC, let me blow this up because I want to show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. All right, let me show you something. If you were actually in here, okay, if you were actually in here, since the beginning, I have broke down everything. But I asked for you to call in. And I think I need you to understand something, okay? All right. Dating coaches will never be affected by anybody. As long as you losers want pussy, we will always be needed. So they're not hurting my pockets. I don't think you know who you're talking to. So I'm gonna let that shit slide. But if you have something to say. I'm sorry. Let me post the number up. Because if you about that life like you say you are, then call in. Explain that. This guy's only, and you know why? You know why I'm the only one saying it? Because I'm the only one that's breaking this shit down with game. But wait. So you want me to be like you bitches and just follow everybody's narrative and feel sorry for Tate because he got yelled at and screamed at by a man that was controlling a fucking debate? You want me to be like you guys? Well, see, this is why I win, because I don't want to be like you motherfuckers, and I'm not following you bitch-ass motherfuckers because I don't think like you motherfuckers. So I would like for you to call in if you like to, but if not, shut your fucking ass up and do whatever you're doing. I don't give a fuck what you think, but you don't know what motherfucker, you don't know how much game is on this channel over here. So if I was you, I'd just shut my ass up and listen if I was you. But anyway, as I was saying before, for you guys out here, it's just a shame. It's a shame. Let me get back to the thing. It's a shame that a lot of guys, you see how they love this guy, like they want to sleep with him? Let me check the lines real quick, see if that guy called in. He hasn't called in. Okay, so here we go. So let me continue this. My God, it's crazy, man. Here we go. That's true. Time out. Y'all see why I'm a bad motherfucker? Do you guys see why your boy's a bad motherfucker? Didn't I say that? Before he said what he said, did I not tell you all this depression is going to be about some goddamn woman? Did I not tell you guys that? Did I not say that earlier today? That all this depression that you fuckers have to do with a goddamn woman. I told y'all that. I told y'all. So if his depression's about a woman, then he can be fixed. He can be fixed. This is an easy thing. Oh, my fucking God. Now, hold on. I got to get comfortable for this one. Y'all see why listening to people like that show why y'all fucking losers? Let me explain something to you guys that you don't understand and why guys like this are hurting all you young people and why I am the only one that says he's fucking up and he got his shit bodied. I want y'all to listen to this because a lot of y'all don't want to see it, but the ones that want to see it will see it. A six-pack is not going to solve anything. Why do you guys say to these young boys that are depressed over women to go in the gym and get a six-pack? What is that supposed to, what the fuck is that supposed to do? Tell me, anybody, what is a six-pack supposed to do with somebody who's depressed? Tell me. Gentlemen, have you ever seen that? There used to be a cartoon. Motherfucker, he just said, you dumb bitch. He just said work on this. Oh, let me rewind this, you dumb fuck. Wait a second. Did you just hear what he said? Oh, my. Wait a second. Okay. Never mind. I got it. Sorry, Brian. My bad. I got you wrong. I was looking at something else. Hit something else. Listen to me, gentlemen. Listen to me. I'm serious. Listen to me. Have y'all seen that video where that woman who was ugly got it? It's a cartoon. The woman was ugly. She got an operation to look good. And she met a guy and had a kid. And the kid turned out to be ugly as fuck. You cannot put a rug over something that is in your mind. Brother, a six-pack is only going to give you a six-pack. It's not going to... He's depressed. Oh, guys, y'all got it. Guys, please tell me y'all ain't this damn naive. Please tell me y'all are not this goddamn naive. He's clinically depressed because in his mind, he has no self-worth. In his mind, he doesn't believe in himself. In his mind, he can't stand on himself. In his mind, he has no standard. Can somebody tell me how the fuck a six-pack is going to save this guy? Y'all don't understand these guys set y'all up for women. Guys, y'all don't see how not only how they set you up to lose, he helps the economy. Because I swear it doesn't matter how chiseled that guy is mentally, get in front of a woman he finds beautiful, and he's going to give to the economy. But listen, watch this bomb I'm about to drop on you. You ready for this one? I'm going to show you how this guy K is full of fucking shit. Y'all ready for this? Watch this, guys. Do y'all know what tricking is? Tricking is when you do something for a fucking woman. Tricking. When you take her out, when you want sex with a woman, but you take her out to dinner for sex, tricking. When you work on your body for a woman, that's tricking. When you get clothes because of a woman, that's tricking. So what do you think he's doing right now? He's giving to the economy to get a six-pack because of a fucking woman. He's not doing it for it. Listen, if you do it for himself, hold on, wait. No, I'm going to bring you back home because I want you to understand. I ain't going to lose you. Come back your ass over here so I can bring you back home. Stop going to the way of being a fucking loser and think how winners think. If you go to the gym because you want to work on your body, that's okay. He's going to the gym because of how he fits. The woman is in this whole thing. I keep telling you. If you do anything because of a fucking woman, you're a loser. If you're going to the gym, see, you're looking at the end result. What's your name? Jug. You're looking at the end result. He's getting the six pack, but what's the six? Go to the beginning and see what the six pack is for. It's because of a woman. He's doing, thank you, work. But hey, see that, brother? See, you're right. See, listen. If that young man said, hey, Tate, I'm a little depressed, yes. But hey, Tate, I go work out. Is there any way that I can build my six-pack correctly because I work out? That's different. The man started off, I'm depressed because of a fucking woman. And he's saying the cure is give to the economy. What did I tell you guys about the economy? Didn't I tell you there are bigger things going on in this world? Did I not tell you guys there are bigger things going on in this world that you don't see? He's setting this fucker up. Look, remember I told you? The economy will allow people like this to manipulate young men to give back to the economy. So guess what? You don't think that gym membership is giving back to the economy, gentlemen? Come on. Ruthless, they don't understand. I just want y'all to think. Do you think that giving back, hey, listen, when you pay that gym membership, No. That's an I do. He's not. I am is I'm going to the gym because I want to work out for myself. I do. If it's attached to a woman, it's an I do. He feels a certain way. But working out will not solve him. It will give money to the economy. Him paying that gym membership, he's not. Guys, I don't understand what y'all get. It just is amazing. It's amazing. Get a six-pack. Go to the gym, get a six-pack. That's what he said. Let's finish it. Listen to this shit. All right, stop right there. That's bullshit. I'm going to show you why. No, because you're not your muscles. You're not your fucking muscles. Let me tell you a shocking thing. One day, okay, if you think muscles in your mind is connected, boy, what are you going to do when you hit 70 or 80 and you can't get any muscle anymore? Not to say there's some guys that do it. What happens when your body starts to decrease and decline? You're going to go into depression because you can no longer have the muscle structure that you have because you think your fucking muscles is your... Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking serious? Gentlemen, allow me to help you out because I know this dumbass guy, Tate, that know any fucking game. So allow me to help you out here. There is a gym that I tell you guys to go to. There is a gym that I tell all of you guys to go to, every one of you guys, and that gym is your mental fucking gym to master and master, get build muscle to master your mindset. Build muscle to master your mental actions. Build muscle internally for growth and development. Build it. It's absolutely fucking free. And you don't need a membership. You don't need a membership for your mental gym. But see, they don't teach you that shit. Your mind, your gym, here. Mental toughness. Thank you, Eric. Do you know how many guys out there who are cock diesel that get treated like bitches? Do you know how many guys that got muscles that get ran over by women? What? That's not true, man. That's not true, big guy. I wish it was true, but it's not true. That's not true. If you want to, I can pull up a line of guys who have a line of guys who go to the gym, Will Smith, who have the body structure, Will Smith, what he used to, and look how he's treated. So wait, tell me, so Will Smith, so you're telling me Will Smith? Come on, all you, hey, Rooks, tell me, Rooks. So does Will Smith have the discipline of a strong mind, Will, Rooks? Tell me, Rooks. I'm going to ask Rooks. Come on, Rooks. Will Smith is chiseled in some of his movies. Doesn't Will Smith get his body right for these movies? I'm asking, come on, Rooks. All you, these guys got muscle. Do you want me to pull some up? Yeah, wait. Hold on. Whoa, wait. Allow me to pull this one up. No. No, these dumbasses want to talk about strong body, strong mind. You know, get your body right. You got your body right, and you work on your muscles, and you all cock diesel and shit. So, again, let me go ahead and disprove, because see, this is what game does. Game shows you ignorant. You got to be kidding me if you fucking guys think that working on your body makes you mentally strong. Are you fucking serious? Do you guys, all you Rook, oh, hey, Rook, hey, Rook. Tell me about this cock diesel motherfucker. Hey, Rook, tell me about this guy. Come on, Rook. Doesn't he go to the gym? Come on, Rook, tell me. I'm waiting, Rook. Tell me about how your body makes your mind strong and you able to handle a woman and you're able to handle yourself. And please tell me. I'm waiting. Please tell me. Come on. No. You said, no, don't give me that. I'm not claiming muscle get you the girl. You're saying a strong mind. You said muscle and strong mind. Who was the bitch in his relationship? Who was the bitch because he didn't have a strong mind? Y'all guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves. See, guys? Please understand this. That's what I keep telling you, Law Zero. The game ain't for everybody. Everybody cannot be a man, and I'm showing you guys why. I'm showing you guys why. Because there's a lot of feminine in here, man. You cannot sit here and say that working on your body gives you a strong mind because his depression is a woman. What? At least an actor gets paid. He has a reason for not just think. Ben, stop. Ben, come on, Ben. Ben, come on, stop. 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 Come on, man. And you know, this is what, you know what, young man, I respect what you're saying. And I pause. I want to give this man I want to give a man respect. Okay? This man just explained to y'all fucking guys, he works out. And he knew he was soft. So what the fuck are y'all guys talking about, man? All this workout. Boy, y'all a bunch of gullible ass motherfuckers. It could be a number of things, sir. But let me get back to this bullshit. Okay, all right. All right, let's keep going. All right, no. Now listen. I don't think you guys understand why this is a bad thing, and I'm going to break it down. I'm glad that young man worked out. But what you guys don't understand, remember I told you there are things you know, there are things you don't know, there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. When guys work out to try to put a rug over a deep-rooted issue, it will always come back. You can't run away from the boogeyman. You can't run away from fear. You can't run away from your anxiety. But what you do to run away from it is cover it up and act like it's not even there. The body cannot cover up the mind problems. How do you guys not see this shit? If you're lifting weights to run away from your depression from a woman, what happens when you're cock diesel and you get around a woman? You're not working on these muscles. Daniel, listen to me. I don't understand you, man, but I'll answer your question. I don't understand you. What does being 4 foot and obese, what does that mean? Motherfuckers that's gained up, Daniel, let me help you out here. Let me blow myself up real quick. Motherfuckers that's gained up, Dan, let me explain something to you. There's a underground knit bunch of guys that just hang out and talk shit to each other. Daniel, there are guys that are 4 foot. There are guys that are obese. There are guys who have one arm. There are guys who have one leg. There are guys that are in wheelchairs. And they all have these women fucking kissing their motherfucking ring. So what the fuck are you talking about? Just because you're not in the club doesn't mean the club doesn't exist, brother. And what you're doing is you're trying to justify your weakness through what, a 4 foot guy and an obese guy? What does the 4 foot guy and the obese guy got to do with the fact that you ain't got no fucking game? Listen, are you working out right now, Daniel? Please, because if you're working out right now, if I was you, I'd stop giving to the economy because you ain't shit as a man. If I was you, I wouldn't work out. And if you're not working out, then what the fuck are you talking about? Then shut your fucking ass up. But I say that with love. Jesus Christ. Yes. Yeah, hey, Dollar, that's the point I'm trying to make, Dollar. Your body. Guys, there are wrestlers get treated like shit. Football players. Fucking athletes get treated. It does, your body ain't shit when you are a bitch. God, what is wrong with our boys today? These young men, why do y'all have the modern male disease? Why is the modern male disease killing you off mentally? How the fuck? What? Thank you, F. Yes, that's the point. Work out if you want to work out. But why do y'all guys out here? Think about what guys do who have muscles and shit. Y'all gotta wake up from this disease called the modern male. It is taking over y'all more than COVID. It's got y'all talking like women. And you listen to a motherfucker right here that's telling you to work out. Listen, guys, guys, you want to know why I say that? Because I run into guys like that all the time. And I'm not going to say no names. I have guys literally crying. And I'm not, it's not, and I don't find that funny at all. But I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I know guys that literally cry because they, for years and fucking decades, they've lost out on their lives, listen to all that red pill rhetoric, missed out on relationships, missed out on great opportunities to start families because they listen to that red pill shit. And they cry and they get mad at those red pill guys. But you know what I tell them? Don't get mad. It's okay. Don't get mad. Don't be upset and don't fucking cry. I know you're upset, but I believe them. I thought they were really looking out for me, telling me to do all this stuff. And what I've done is I've pushed away. I have guys, several guys. They have opportunities with women. They push those good women away. I thought she was for the streets, and I kept asking her for her body count, and I kept pushing it and pushing it. It was the best thing I've And I said, you know what? I can't do anything about what you are, and you just got to accept that this is what it is. And they're crying, sobbing and shit because they've been listening to this red pill fucking goofy ass shit. And what I'm saying is, okay? No, okay. I don't think you want, let me blow me up again. Listen. I'm going to say it in kindergarten so you can understand me because I don't think you dumb fuck. Y'all feminine ass guys don't listen. So I'm going to slow it down. If you want to work out for you, then that's okay. But if you want to work out for a piece of pussy, you're a bitch. Because your muscles won't get the pussy. Your mind and your fucking mouthpiece gets the pussy, dumb fuck. Do you understand? Do you understand? I don't have... Okay, brother. I'm sorry. You're right. Because Tyler doesn't work out. One of my best clients, he doesn't work out and lift weights. But, okay, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I don't want to argue with you. You're right. Because like I said, I showed y'all this earlier today, and he's right. And let me show you from a client of mine. This is from a client of mine that doesn't work out. I forgot to tell you that, but I want to show you. He doesn't work out at all. So let's hear this loser's life. Oh, wait, I need to stop that. So let me grab another loser. Because, hey, guys, if you don't work out, you're losers. Hey, I'm a loser, too. Don't worry. This is the loser, okay? We're all losers here because we don't work out. So I'm sorry. We don't work on our bodies, so we don't have any game here. You're right. I don't work out. So what? I'm a loser? Is that what you're saying? Because I don't lose? Mm-mm-mm. If you don't work out, guys... Boy, you can't be elite. Let's read an email Here's another message, gentlemen, from a guy that doesn't work out. Let's see what how a workout works with for a guy that doesn't work out. He doesn't lift a weight, but let's see what how this thing is. Just catching my breath while a toy sits very still. Like a good sweet boy deep. Oh my God. I love how you handle me. I love how you want me and truly love and quality when you see that no neck pulling my hair. See, without instruction, I do just a thing. Oh, my God. Cock worship. Jesus, I guess, hey, I guess the guys that work out, we lose. I guess we're losers. You're right, Jay. Hey, you're right, buddy. We lose. We ain't got no game. I don't even know why you're here, because we ain't got no game. You're right. Hey, guys, we don't work out, but yet we the ones, Bob, hey, who wants to? Hey, who wants to be a man? Go work out. Hey, go work out for a woman and keep giving to the economy. Keep doing it. Go work out and keep giving to the economy. But again, you know how it is. I can't show that other nasty one you sent me, but I can. My boy wanted to send this one. He wanted to send this one through of one of many that he's smashing. I'll get that over. But as I said before, for a lot of you guys out there, wait, is this another one right here? Wait, okay, remember I keep telling y'all game and shit where you don't have to work out and shit as you work in your mental mind? So, again, guys, I'm only showing you receipts. I'm only showing y'all, I mean, that's all I do every show, is show y'all the power of being a fucking man where you don't have to work out when you work out your mind in your gym. But one more before we get back to Tate. So listen to this one, because you remember I always tell you about the one that said had a great Sunday, and then you go ahead and spit yak in her motherfucking ear and get her talking. Look at that. Wow. Wow, I've never done an audio message for anyone. Boy, he already got that pussy little luck right there. Wow. It feels fun. I'm hoping intense tone comes through. Uh-huh, because that tone has everything to do with this hot blue number finding its way. Oh, but wait, he doesn't work out. But yeah, oh, wait a second. But women don't talk to us like that. Remember, guys? I keep telling you, remember, guys? See, remember, guys, when you work out, women don't say things like this to you. You remember that? Remember, women don't talk to us like that. Remember I keep showing y'all? When you don't work out, women don't talk. This is the muscle messages, guys. When you don't have muscles, these are the messages that you're getting. These are the messages that you're getting, okay? These are some of the messages, as I showed you before. I show you a million times that, you know what? When you don't have muscles, guys, you got to have muscles, because this has got to be a fairy tale, because why would a woman see or say anything like this to a guy that doesn't have muscles? Because some dumbass in the group thinks you need muscles. Are you fucking serious? See what I'm saying about game, guys? Y'all see why a lot of motherfuckers ain't gamed up? Because a lot of motherfuckers ain't about the game. Y'all see that, guys? Isn't that amazing? Motherfuckers want to talk all that shit. So please, where are you at? Mr. Juicy or Juggler or whatever the fuck your name is, tell us about the women you have, man. Call into the show. Oh, my God, that is crazy. Yeah, texting my ex. Yes. All right, here we go. Let's go. Here we go. All right, wait, let me show y'all something on this. You know how Tate could have found out? Yeah. Hey, Tyler, give me the response so I can show Juggler how a woman responds to a guy that doesn't work out. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, listen to me. Why didn't Tate go out with this guy and have him go talk to women? Why? I bet you if Tate would have said, go talk to that girl over there, I bet you that motherfucker would have buckled like a bitch. I bet you he would have buckled. I bet you all his fucking muscles would have pulled his ass away from the woman. This is crazy to me that y'all motherfuckers think that this guy's helping somebody by telling them to work out. I disagree that you're dying and you have a few months' rest. I disagree that you're going to change your mindset. His nuts just dropped. See, he's wrong on one thing, but his nuts dropped. I'm giving credit. He's finally nutting the fuck up. I ask all you Tate followers, why didn't we get this before? He finally nutting up. But here's the million-dollar question. Is he working on the body or the mind? This is why he should be teaching about the octagon. How is lifting a weight going to hide the fact that you're scared of women? Yes, the majority of these guys out here are scared of women. So how is lifting a weight going to get rid of that fear? Scared to talk to women. Scared to communicate to women. Scared to ask for what you want. But you think lifting a weight is going to make you strong enough to say something to a woman? Gentlemen, hey, don't believe me. Y'all just do the math right here. Is he not helping the economy out? Is he not helping the economy out? No, David, I would agree. But yeah, well, damn, David, David, there's got to be one less bitch because whoever's controlling the narrative or the interview is not really the bitch. You're right. There are two soft motherfuckers on there. But there's only one motherfucker that's being dominated. There's one, if two weak motherfuckers on there and one's dominated, and there's only one weak bitch on this motherfucker that's shook. But see, nobody wants to say that because they love them. They love their fake heroes so much. False prophets. False prophets. That was funny, dog. That was funny. All right, Alex Jones, here we go. How does a man check a man and then let the man check him back like that? And then he shuts the fuck up. He just said, be quiet. Let me hear me out. Let me finish. Then the motherfucker came back at him. He's like, sure. Do y'all see this motherfucker's getting bodied? How can y'all not see? that this guy is getting his ass bodied. And the reason I'm saying this is because what a lot of you young men don't see is that a lot of women do this to y'all on a daily fucking basis. That's the bigger picture. Women do what that guy is doing to Tate on a daily basis, and you guys let women get away with the shit, just like he's letting them get away with it. Think about that. Everything that y'all hear right now, I'm serious, everything that y'all are listening to right now is what women do to a lot of you every day. And the reason why y'all get so mad at Pierce for it is because you're mad that you can't control the woman just like he can't control the woman. You can't let him talk to you like that. That's what I'm saying. You can't let him talk to you about that, man. That's what I'm saying. And I'm just saying to y'all guys out here, please listen and please learn. Please. Please. It doesn't make any sense. Why do y'all let women talk to y'all this way? Why? Why do y'all let women? And he does the same thing. And see what? You know what I'm starting to notice now? This is why y'all defend this motherfucker. Because y'all know that y'all would never be able to check women. And y'all know that he's being checked by a guy. And y'all can feel the same sting that y'all feel from women. He's letting this woman talk shit to him. And y'all let women do the same thing to y'all. And that's why y'all feel that he won the debate. Because Pierce is being mean. He's allowing, gentlemen, you train people how to treat you. Do you think from the moment he opened it, I told you from the moment he opened his mouth, he did not check the behavior. He's in nothing but defense. He has played offense, what, 3 times so far? I think I labeled 3 times that he played offense. 3 fucking times. Now we're talking about somebody else, Sandy Hook. Let's see. Key, why? Why? Please, you make a statement. Tell me why. See, y'all, why do y'all last? Okay, this is, I want to ask you guys this, and I'm not being a dick here. Why do you guys lash out? Is it because when you hear how Pierce is talking, it gives you nightmares of how a woman used to treat you? Why do y'all have a problem with the interviewer? I'm asking why. What is he doing that Tate isn't letting him do? Thank Lord. The first time you said something, Lord. But Lord, listen, Lord. You're right. But Lord, listen to me. Listen. But that's the problem I have, Lord. Lord, this is his name, Lord. Let me explain this to you, okay? All right? Let me explain this to you. All right? Let me explain this to you guys. So if he's a woman, then here is the million-dollar question. Why isn't Tate checking the woman? If he's the woman, and I agree with you, why isn't Tate checking him? Why is Tate allowing him to be an obnoxious, disrespectful woman? And you know, and this goes to you guys out here. No, see, men don't get emotionally. Hold on, wait. No, but okay. Let me go to Kay first. Kay, listen to me. When you learn from a real man to be a man, women don't talk to you like this, nor will that interviewer talk like that. But when you ain't standing on shit and someone notices you ain't standing on shit, they're going to go for your neck, brother. That's what they're going to do. And you see he's going after the juggler right here. And how do you not see that Tate is trained him? Do y'all see Tate train that motherfucker on how to treat him? Tate allowed him to say whatever he wanted to say and kept rewarding bad behavior by being quiet. And you don't, how do you guys don't see this? The best way to check him is by telling him, listen. Are you interviewing me or am I listening to you? What do you want to do? Because I'm not here to hear what you got to say. Either you're going to ask me a question and let me get my full statement, or I'm just going to shut the fuck up and let you talk. How about that? And you want to know why? Because I'm not going to sit here and let you talk over me or talk around me and not let me finish my points. You understand what I'm saying, Pierce? Do you get what I'm saying, Pierce? Because I'm not that motherfucker, Pierce. Wait, Pierce. Pierce, am I a bitch? No, you're not a bitch. Then why the fuck do you think you get to treat me like what? Why do you think you can talk over me, motherfucker? You can't do that. So we gonna set this shit straight. And we're going to set this shit straight from the first thing that you said. I don't give a fuck what you say. You say whatever you want. But if you are not going to let me finish my fucking points, I'm just going to shut the fuck up. How about that? Because I'm not going to sit here and let you think you're running me. You're not running me. Nobody runs me with me. Do you see how a man handles that? That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to... You know why they can't see it? Because they're so used to getting beat down by women. They're so used to getting mistreated by... Did he make that field goal? Oh, he made it. They're so used to being beat down by women, yelled at women, disrespected by women, talked over by women. Now, guess what, guys? Guess what they do? They will always sit around, guys, and they are always going to get the pom-poms or they're going to get the knives out for the guys disrespecting their hero. Think about what I'm saying. A lot of these guys see Pierce as the woman that has always been disrespecting them. From the moment your mother started telling you what to do. You know, guys, and I can't give it all up. Guys, you know I know grown men right now. Grown men. I know grown men that make five-figure salaries, six-figure salaries, and seven-figure salaries still having to talk and tell their fucking parents and justify the money that they spend. Are you kidding me? And y'all think I'm the crazy one. If you can't respectfully control your mother, then you hate Pierce. Do you see that? It all shows. If you can't control a woman, you don't like Pierce. You want to know why? Because he's drudging up all these old memories of how she talked down to your ass and was disrespectful. But you know what? You didn't have the balls to tell her she was disrespectful. But you want to say, oh, well, Pierce is mean. Pierce is disrespectful. Pierce is over-talking him. I can't believe. But why didn't you say that to the woman that was doing that shit to you? Because you want, you know, it's funny, them ones that are real men, they don't talk about motherfuckers getting talked over because women don't talk over a man. You see what I'm saying? I got to look at it. We'll see. We'll see. Let me see what else y'all got. Hold on. Let's see. He said, let's be real. Take an E because they're trying to stay. Well, okay, Dylan, again, I talked about this yesterday and I grazed on it because I don't like talking about, there is nothing that he can do because you have to, oh, let me, I'll give you, I told y'all guys before, and I'll just give you a few, I'll just give you a few names. I'm just going to give you 10. I'll give you 10 names. Rockefellers, the Bushes. Oh, wait, let me see. Hold on, give me a second. Let me give you some names, guys. Hold on. I keep trying to tell y'all motherfuckers don't understand the game. Y'all don't understand what the fuck is going. Y'all don't understand what's going on in the world. Y'all fuckers don't understand. The Waltons. They got $212 billion. The Mars family, $142 billion. The Coles, the Coach, K-O-C-H-S. Coaches, I guess it is, $124 billion. The Herms family, H-E-R-M-E-S, $112 billion. The Sods, the Arabians, the Wortham Misers, they got $62 billion. The Johnsons, $61 billion. Hold on, I'm just showing y'all. Y'all don't understand what is going on here. You don't understand power, man. Y'all guys are so fixated on YouTube. Y'all don't see the big picture. You don't see who's running the fucking country. Your boy pissed one of these motherfuckers off, and y'all don't want it. Nobody wants to tell you that. Nobody wants to tell you that truth. Nobody, listen, as I said before, the economy needs the Tates of the world because the only way you're going to get the gym, okay, when they're telling you to work on your body, work on your clothes. Who are you giving money to work on your body and your clothes on the back end? You're stimulating the economy. So this is good for the economy. Once we get to Thanksgiving or Black Friday, it's stimulating the economy because a lot of you dumb motherfuckers are going to get in line to buy Christmas presents for women. Christmas time, stimulating the economy. Valentine's Day. So what I'm saying to you, I'm being careful. What I'm saying to you guys, but I'm not going to talk much about this, is that you've got to piss somebody off on a powerful level to have them take you out of the whole circuit when you're doing work for the economy. That's all I'm saying. And if you can't see that shit, Something's wrong with y'all, man. Something's wrong with y'all. If you can't see it, man, there's something. Y'all are missing it. Y'all are missing it. Y'all do not understand what's going on. There are so many levels to this shit that y'all don't understand. Y'all actually think it is that, man. Okay? That it's on you, man. It's on you. Okay? That's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. It's very deep. Usually I would just ban you for this, but allow me to help you. So let me ask you a question. So if you want to be a lawyer, what is law school free? Is medical school free? Come on, man. Wait, let me see a second. Wait, if they benefit from Tate, why did they debate him off of four platforms? No, okay. Listen, kid 120, you're not paying attention. I'm going to say this one time, and I'm going to stop talking about it. I'm going to stop talking. I promise I will not say it no more. I'm just going to read this to you, and after I read it to you, if you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying, I'm never going to say it again. Let me say, the Bushes, the Kennedys, the Adams, the Roosevelts, the Harrisons, the Rockefellers, the Clintons, the Romneys, the Udells, the Udalls, don't know who the fuck they are, and the Tafts. That's all I want to say. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, then I'm going to leave it right there. If you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I'm going to leave it right there. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to leave it right there. Okay? I will leave it right there. Okay? All right, that's it. All right, I'm going to leave it right there. If y'all don't understand what I'm saying, I'm going to leave it right there. Okay? Okay? I'm going to leave it right there. I will leave it there. I'm not even going to talk about it. Yeah, I just named a few, Lord. I just named a few. I'm going to leave it right there. I ain't named the Trumps and any of that. I'm just going to name a few, okay? All right? All right? That's all, okay? I don't talk about that shit. This is shit you ain't supposed to know about. Hey, listen, you supposed to know what you're supposed to know. I ain't telling y'all about nothing. This is above y'all pay grade. I ain't saying nothing like that. I'm going to leave that shit alone. I just said what I said. I'm going to keep going with this shit. I'm leaving that. Y'all, hey, if you don't know, then you don't even worry about it. Y'all, it's over your head. It's y'all ain't ready for that deep part of the game. Hold on, brother, just I'm just going to say to you last time, listen, I'm not saying, it's none of my business. I'm out of that. It's what you think it is. I don't talk about that stuff. I say what I said. You can say what you take it. I don't want to talk about that no more. We'll keep back onto this. Let's keep going. Thank you. Hold on. Yo, Raw, we're live. What's up, my brother? Yeah, we're on a live show, brother. I real quick, I just want to get your opinion on that Tate Pierce thing real quick. I want to get your opinion on it, brother. What say you on there? This 19, wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, guys, hold on a second. Let me introduce you guys. So y'all know who I'm talking to. Mr. 1950 just called in. So I want him to give his opinion on what he saw with the Pierce interview with Tate. What is your take on that, brother? You got the floor. Right. Well, let me ask this last question, because I'm starting to see something, and I noticed something today, and I want to get your take on this real quick. A lot of people feel that Pierce is being mean, over-talkative, rude, and all these other things, right? But I'm starting to see that the reason why a lot of guys are mad for Pierce being that way is because they see what women have done to them. And they can't control the fucking woman. And Tate has a chance right now to all of his audience to check and control the motherfucker that's across from him running his mouth. I mean, what say you on that? What is your thought on that? Educate him. Hold on, wait. Guys, get your crayons out. 50, educate him on the shades, brother. I showed Jim Jones. Yes, I showed him Jim Jones. Yes. God damn you. Fuck. Dog. Well, hey, Fifth. That's what I don't understand. And people saying I'm the only Steve, everybody agrees that Pierce Morgan lost. Pierce didn't lose that because he controlled the narrative. He controlled the narrative. Oh, I said, yes. Mm-hmm. Right. No doubt. I think for me, lost it when Pierce Morgan first started the interview talking all that shit. He should have checked his ass. He should have, when he sat down, said, all right, I appreciate what you're saying, but that ain't me. But no, because I talked about this last night about the property. I think people don't understand that when we say we are the property of the women, it's not that we're saying she's my property. They want us to be, they don't, see, men can, males, excuse me, I didn't mean to disrespect you by saying men. I meant males who have the modern male disease. They can never imagine a woman saying, I submit me to you and you have power over me. They cannot believe women do that shit. Yeah. All right, I'll ask. Well, real quick, I got some people asking questions to ask you. And y'all got questions to ask 50 about this. Please ask, because 50 going to keep that a buck. 50. See, I think Pierce did the smart thing, number one, before I ask this question, this guy have you. I think what the guy did is made him take his glasses off. I think that was a calculated move because, yeah, because without his glasses, he can't hide. You know, that to me is his power base. Yes. Yeah, okay, we got some questions. Guys, y'all got questions for 1950. Please ask right now. We got a question for you. What is your perspective? There's a question for you, Fifth. What is your perspective on Tate's composure during the interview? Big talk. Where is that shit? Hold on, Tomo. Can you, can we, because that's, I think people think I'm from an alien country. There ain't no partnership with, Yes, keep going, Doc. Yes. That's what I'm saying. There is no equal. I don't understand why people, I say she goes after my last name. She goes after my ring. She goes after my time. She goes after my attention. There is no equal. There's never equal. Yes, yes. I felt like I know a lot of men think alike, but it's just amazing how a lot of people can't see that here's my next thing. If you ain't married, right, how the fuck can you talk about marriage? Oh, yeah, that's like me talk, like Tate, like talking about the octagon. I don't know shit about the octagon. I can't talk about something I don't know. But they don't understand the – okay, let me ask you this one. This is a huge one because this motherfucker really pissed me off with this shit. A guy had a depression, right, and Tate tells the motherfucker to go work out and get a six-pack. And these guys think that they got to hit the gym to be a man. Yes. Fuck you, Fifth. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck, wait, tell me, fuck you. Hold on, I didn't want to say that. You said, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. But, man, Yes. Yes. Or women. Yes. 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 Yeah, because they think it's a man. Look, you'd be just a strong punk. That's all you would be, a strong punk. A motherfucker with muscles that's soft as shit. Yeah, just like that. Yeah, that's what people understand, man. You do, but see, I don't talk much about it, but I keep telling them they don't understand what the game is. They got it. The economy needs to keep going, right? Because we know everybody can't be a man. So if a motherfucker's telling you to work out, who you get, you're giving to the economy because that gym membership. You don't even see, these motherfuckers don't see the game that they being ran on. People think that these guys are not being being watched by bigger things. They know what's going on here. You know what I mean? They know what's going on. There's two things he said. He said when he was at 500 views, he would talk one way, and then when he got, you know, much more, he had to change up. But I'll use you as an example. When you started this, I don't give a fuck when you had one fucking subscriber. You were the same motherfucker. And I promise you, and I know you, that if you had a million, you would never change. You would never change your fucking stance. Yes. 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 Yeah. So this is something I caught him in, and people think I'm fucking crazy. Okay, so I'm gonna get you to. He says that okay, don't fuck with 25-year-olds because they fuck a lot. Fuck with the 18 and 19s, they don't fuck as much. That's a lie right there. We'll talk about that in 1 second. Then the motherfucker said, that's what he tells his people. Then the motherfucker said on live, he said, well, I date 25, 26-year-olds, and then he said, no, I didn't say it. All in the interview, and I caught him saying that bullshit. And people, hey, if you think that 18-year-old girls and 19-year-old girls ain't fucking, please, Fifth, talk to these motherfuckers, man. That's right. Yes, I tried to. Yes. Yeah. Well, I always say, like, can we talk about why everyone can't be a winner? Because I don't think people can swallow that. That's one pill they can't swallow. Mm-hmm. Is it really losing if you never give up? Oh, you don't want to know. I won't even tell you. You don't even want to know. It's crazy. But like I said before, my brother, it's just weird that people, I can't see how people can't see what we see. How do they miss the shit that's right in their face? You think it's because of the passion of the cult that they love this guy so much? Or is it that they see the woman in the Pierce guy that's been beating them down? The next guy that yells at women, basically. The next guy that yells at women. Anyone yells at women? And they don't look at the leader in themselves. What a shame, huh? I know, brother. All right, well, Fifth, man. Keep your phone. I'm going to call your bitch ass while you eat your ice cream and shit. And they asked that. Yeah, they asked one last question. What kind of shoes is he wearing? Yeah. Let me see how that should look. Some cleats. I'm trying to see the one with the flat. I see a bunch of cleats. Oh, yeah. You're a shoefish now. Look at it. Yeah, I was good to, yeah, no doubt. I'll hit you in about 15, 20. We're just going to wrap it up. I'm trying to do a little bit more. But I'm going to do 15 more minutes. I'll hit you in about 15 minutes, my brother, okay? All right, that was 1950, everybody. I want to say thank you to the motherfucking mother in 1950. Come in, pop in. And again, guys, y'all think it's just me. Y'all think it's just me, but isn't it odd that real men see real shit? But let me keep going. We're going to do a few more. Let's see. Let's get to stuff. Wait a second. Let's get to some of this, motherfucker. Wait. Okay. The most respectful thing a woman can do is a mother. So I ask any of y'all guys, I don't know, is he against guys that talk about single mothers? Is he against that? I don't know any guy that listens to Tate. Is he against single mothers? Hold on, let me bring in area code 111. I'm sorry. Can I help you, sir? What's your question, brother? What's up?
I just want to say this guy is going to be another Neil Strauss dating idiot that wore a feather in his hat. I think you're calling it right, Dean. in like probably 6 months from now or a year, he's going to be just like that Neil Strauss pickup artist idiot that looked like Edward Scissorhands, dude. You are killing it tonight. It's your boy D from San Francisco. I'm going to hang up. Just giving you a fist bump, baby. Keep it up.
Hey, baby. Hey, hell, your 49ers won today, D, huh? You a 49er fan or a Ram fan?
You know, I got to be honest with you, dude. I watched more like 10 years ago, so I don't watch as much. So,
okay.
One more thing, D. Yeah. Andrew Tate talks shit about jiu-jitsu, and a jiu-jitsu guy, if he got a hold of Andrew Tate, he would strangle him out. I know how to fight. He'd arm lock him. He'd do a Juji Gatami arm lock, choke him, throw him. And Andrew Tate only knows boxing, and he talks shit about jiu-jitsu. So Andrew Tate, I mean, he could fight standing up, but once he goes to the ground, dude, he has nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the octagon is not just standing up. It's grappling and it's ground.
I'm not trying to sound like Mr. Know-It-All, but the way if you ever hear him talk about grappling, he shits on grappling. He says grappling's worthless. But I mean, if you know a good grappler, which I know many, when they grip you, I mean, you can't get away, dude. Striking is not, it's nullified. Striking's done. So. Anyway, dude, I don't want to rant.
Yeah,
I don't want to keep rambling, but
thank you.
Hey, we ain't down with these grass-eating lions. If anybody's in the chat room, tip my boy D, because D's my dog.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate the kind words. You have a good night, brother. Thank you so much. All right, guys, we've got a few minutes left if y'all want to call in, but I want to try to get to the last tail end of what he's saying here. Let's get to it. Whoa! Oh, no, I'm not getting to this shit. I don't know. I'm talking about this shit. I'll leave that there because that has nothing to do with anything. I always say, you know, I'm sorry that girl did what she did, but that's a parent issue. That's not a Tate issue. So I'll agree with him right there. Okay. But it's not about acting unprofessional. Okay. Okay. Let me just say this before we wrap this up with that. Let me just say this last, because y'all got questions. I'll answer. We got 8 more minutes. I'll do 8 minutes with y'all guys. Let me just say this thing. I think you're not understanding the bigger picture here. A man would have made the interview professional because the man would have checked the interviewer early on to let that person know that you're not going to control the interview. And that's what you're not seeing. And that's what a lot of people don't see. But now I see and I notice now what the big issue is, if you think about it. And the bigger issue is that a lot of young men see peers as they see the women that disrespects them. And they see Tate as their champion. But I say for you guys out there, and not too many men tell you this, it blows my mind. If Tate is asked, do you want guys to be like you? He should have said, no man should be like me because I'm the only me that's out there. My job is to show these young men that they're allowed to be themselves. And if they need financial advice, I can lead them in a direction. You see what I'm saying? But when you say you want to be like me because I got money and status and everything, that's giving a young man a false sense of reality where they're looking at that, you know what, I can be a millionaire overnight or a billionaire overnight. And it doesn't work like that, man. It does not work that way. Whoa, wait a second. What the fuck happened right there? Whoa. Yeah, guys, I got a question. I'm listening to you. I just want to, man, this is what I'm talking about. Okay, so I'm looking at a cop pulling over a kid. And he tried to drive. Okay, you shouldn't shoot somebody that's trying to drive off. He should at least shot the tires. He shouldn't have shot at the kid. That's not professional. Something's going to happen to that cop. But I just say for y'all guys out here that at the end of the day, until you wake the fuck up, you got to wake the fuck up. I can't wake you up. And guys, I'm going to be honest, even if I could wake you up, I won't wake you up. I can't wake you up. You've got to be able to wake yourself up. You have to wake yourself up. You've got to see the value in yourself, gentlemen. You have to see it. But you've got to stop living your fucking life through other people. Stop living your life through other people. I truly believe that you are the only one of your kind. And I've always said that. And I truly believe for those that want to learn how to be your own kind, do it. But follow who you feel right by. Follow who you feel right by, and I'm serious. Follow who you feel right by, okay? Follow those people. But just ask yourself the question, are they helping me master? You can't master your mind doing anything but going in that dark cave, going in that forest, and all that other stuff. I appreciate all you guys. No, y'all got, hey, listen, the thing is, I might be hard and tough on you guys, but I'm going to be dead. I'm going to die one day. And I'm not living forever. So if I can't reach you, hopefully I can reach your sons. and help them learn the value of their name, okay? Just listen with an open mind when you listen to this Tate stuff. But the last thing I want to say, I mean, we've got 3 minutes here, I got a question, but last thing I want to say is don't look at Pierce as the enemy. He's not the enemy. Gentlemen, if you can't control a motherfucker, then that motherfucker's going to do whatever the fuck he wants to do. You know what I mean? Just ask. I mean, be you. Was King Henry a real man? Kings are kings. Kings and emperors play by different sets of rules because they call all the shots of the realm. They call how everything goes. Even watching the Tudors, even if you watch the Tudors, King Henry got fucked over. You know, I watched the Tudors. I love watching Tudors. That's one of my favorite shows. I watched the Tudors. And the what's the name that got her head cut off? Bordelon, what's the bitch's name, whatever her name was. They got you. I mean, they got him. So you've got to understand that a lot of people don't sit on the throne in their mind. And people have never told y'all that y'all can even do that. People have never even told you y'all have that strength to call your own shots and be your own man. Yeah, boy. Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, but yeah, she ran him until he woke the fuck up. He did finally wake up, but she did kind of help him with Machiavellian. You know, he started reading that Machiavellian, The Prince, I think it was called. He was asking whether he'd rather be feared than loved and shit, and he had to make a decision. But that's what y'all got to ask yourselves. There are three things you want to do. Do you want to be feared, loved, or respected? That's something that y'all got to ask yourself. Do you want to be feared, loved, or respected? You got to answer that question for yourself. Nobody can answer that question for you. But once you get that answer, the question is, how are you going to get to that point? Because you can't do it for yourself.